Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
And live from New York, it's the Some of You Show. Q-Band. Yay.
Right.
Oh, yeah, my name's Liz. Hi, we're both doing the show from New York City. Oh, my God.
We are.
It's so rare to have you in my neck of the woods, and even more rare that it lines up that we can squeeze in a show. And although we're not in the same physical space together, you are at your good friend Sona's house doing the show, and, of course, mm-hmm. I'm in my apartment. We're on the same side of town. We're on the west side. You're uptown, I'm downtown. But what's so wonderful is to spend some in-person time, which is so special, whether I'm in Atlanta or you're in New York. It's so special. It's so rare, and I treasure it. And although it's quick when I go to Atlanta, it's quick when you come to New York, it's always an adventure, whether I'm there or mm-hmm. you're here. It's always a whirlwind, and it's the best. We don't even have time to, like, disagree. We don't have time for that. It's like, nope. We're going to just have an amazing time and be very present. Have you noticed that? It's very rare that you have that in a relationship. I think maybe we're wired for that because we're so present when we do the show, mm-hmm. that it naturally crosses over the rare, wonderful occasions that we see each other in person. I love that.
Right.
And I can already tell for all the times that we've gotten together, because we know each other several years now, if not, I think we're 7 years easily.
Mm-hmm.
Just off the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been doing a show together on our own for 6, and before that, yeah, so I'd say at least 7, going on 8 years, that we have enough of these occasions to sort of create a thread of sorts and to see that it's this wonderful spirit of just presence, and we also can travel really well together, and that's very rare. We're kind of wired the same way when it comes to, you know, leaving room for other people's BS, because that's always going to happen. So let's just not even contribute to that dynamic, that inevitable dynamic, because we know it's inevitable.
Right.
So that's a beautiful thing. So I'm just so happy that you're in town and that we're together now on the air. And before you take off, we'll get together for a little bit after the show too, which is great. And I know you did say mm-hmm. we have someone in the queue, but before we take the call, mm-hmm. I just want to know how you're feeling and how it's all been so far.
It's been good. I got stayed up till like 4 o'clock again this morning.
I knew it. Oh my God! So you're like you're like hallucinating as we speak.
But it's good. I've got a little bit of a runny nose now, so I know I got to get some rest. But I'm good. Otherwise,
yeah, maybe take a little nap after the show
with my friend. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, she's like, hell, I'll sleep on the plane. I'm in New York.
Sort of what I'm thinking, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, but you got the little runny nose. All right. Well, you can squeeze in a disco nap. You know, there's this, and then we'll take the call after I say this. There's this article that I read about jet lag, that if you, let's say you're in a really wacky time zone, and if you stay, you don't go in your pajamas, you just take off your shoes, you don't go under the covers, you go on top of the bed, you don't darken the room or anything else, you just close your eyes and you lay down for 40 minutes. That's restorative, and it's also not fooling your mind into, okay, go to sleep.
Right.
So just something I thought I'd share with you. You are a world traveler. So, yeah, we can go on so many tangents. So let's take this call so we don't keep the caller waiting, and we'll make it quick, and we'll move on for the rest of the show, which has to end promptly at 9:59 and 59 seconds.
Exactly.
There
all
we go.
Right.
So we're not going to take any calls after, I would say after like 9:45, 9:50 will be our last call, if we have callers in the queue. Okay.
All right. Well, here we go. We get over here. This should work. Good morning.
Morning, ladies.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
How are you?
Good. How are yourself?
We're great. So what's going on?
Oh, there's always lots of stuff going on in April. My mother's having her surgery on the 6th.
Okay, so
this week.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's coming up now. Have you been in communication with her? I know there was some tenderness around a situation not too long ago.
I gotta communicate to her what's going on in my life too, and. Because right now, right across the country, the major company that I work for, they did major layoffs, actually.
Wow.
And I didn't get laid off, but they laid off 6 people in our branch.
So there's that energy of, that undercurrent of uncertainty, anxiousness, I would imagine.
And our service department, again, didn't get in touch, thank God. And but they did talk to me regarding, do you want to do some more work? And it basically kind of like not an ultimatum, but say, if you don't do this, we're going to discipline you. And also they offered me a severance package, but I didn't take it. I'm good. And then I had a talk with a branch manager, and she said, you got to look in the mirror. And because what I did in the past, they just don't like what I did in the past. And I don't know, just it's a different type of energy there. Not complimentary, just more doing. And just really interesting energy there right now. Right now, everyone's, we had a little talk. The whole branch actually had a talk on Friday, and I got to give credit to my branch manager for saving us more jobs, because the HR wanted to go for more jobs, right? So, basically it's now it's basically numbers now. You got to meet your targets and everything else. So now it's like everyone's going like, oh, man. It's like, oh, yeah, no problem. It's a different type of thing now. So everyone's still under edge, eh? So.
Right. Okay, well, you hold on. It's rough waters in the sea right now. And are you just as a option for a different vision? Are you looking for other work options, just sort of discreetly, seeing other possibilities? Good.
Yeah, I'm going to do
because
that.
Because my sense is that on the appearance of things, it seems uncertain and frightening. But I actually kind of feel that this, you'll look back at this like this was a good move or a situation. I think the best thing to do is to have you pull a message and see what that reveals. Okay. All right. And thank you for sharing that. And the thing is, it's interesting too. I'll just dovetail this with the situation with your mother. These are two intense situations that are creating the environment of necessary communication. And I'm using the word necessary deliberately as opposed to forced communication. Where forced communication is more conditional, it's more negative, it's more toxic, where necessary is that stepping into expansion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so stand by. I'm ready when you guys are for you to pick your message, honey.
All right, hold on.
Okay. The number for this message is 413. And the message is, I think it's perfect actually, allow your experience to unfold one breath and presently aware moment at a time. This energetic investment results in freedom and manifestation. Isn't that perfect? I'll read it again. Allow your experience to unfold one breath and presently aware moment at a time. This energetic investment results in freedom and manifestation. 413. And what's so great with your yoga practice, that is this message personified. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel positive about what's going on. It doesn't seem that way in the surface, but just energetically, I feel positive. So I think just as a little takeaway before I turn this over to Elisa, just think the words positive neutral. That makes sense?
Yeah, it's like a, for me, it's like, okay, like yesterday in the interview remarks, I fell asleep because I was trying to figure this
one
out.
Sure, of course.
And, you know, my breath matters, you know, you got to look in a mirror. So I'm just looking in the mirror right now and see what's going on with myself, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It may have caused it. My breath manager says I'm in a deep hole right now and going to get out of it and, you know, do the things I'm told and, you know, and things like that. So,
well, self-examination. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's just it's another perspective. So I'll turn this over to Elisa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and Jay, I mean, with the numbers 413, and with that message, the four, as we talk about, is being very orderly, structured. It's also just following this process, and even with the start of the message, like just letting this process unfold. With the number four, there are no shortcuts. So you honor that process, even if it's uncomfortable. And I think it's interesting, the things that are happening. You know, there's some downsizing. I definitely have gone through that, and sort of that feeling of knowing that things are going to change and things have already started changing. And then, so, you know, how do you change with it? Because you are going to change, whether you change within the company or you change companies. It just depends. But this process is a good way of looking at, continuing a lot of the inner work that you have already been doing, and now how it's kind of creeping in and connecting to your other aspects of your life, your complete life. So while you do your inner work, your spiritual work, and how that's already shifted with some of your relationships and the nature of your connections with other people, and no doubt how it has, you know, changed how you are at work. It's like you're on a different level. Like there are different, for better, you know, lack of a better word, there are different games being played. And some of the games you've played, for a long time, but now that you've changed, the way you see the game has changed, and the way you show up has changed. So this is, in a way, honoring a lot of these cycles that have come about. I think one of the first times we called you, you were going through, you know, a situation where you were, you know, the job situation wasn't great, and we've always talked about this, how you have always landed on your feet. And it's so interesting because with you, it's not just, well, you're going to get another job, but it's how you do you. So this process, as things are shifting and changing on a lot of different levels, is reflective of now who you are. So you have some other choices to look at. So with this 413, we talked about unfolding this process. No shortcuts, right? But just seeing what the next steps are for you. And this is for all of you, not just the work Jay, you know. But it everything is connected. Just like when you breathe in, it's not like, oh, well, just my lungs are getting this. It affects every other aspect of your being. You know, having decent oxygen can affect your brain, or not having any good oxygen can affect your brain. So there are ways of having it really permeate and play out. So that next number is the number one, you know, and that's you, and that's also the direction, it's also intention. This four and the three, it comes through you. So from process and form, and this, you can say, well, maybe we're going backwards, but no, it's a reminder. You're going within. So you, this four starts off, but where it ends is this three, and it's this understanding of energy flow, of energy use, and your connection to others and within your higher self. Some of the key words in that message had to do with manifestation. And you add up all those numbers, it's an eight.
Oh, perfect.
So even though things are definitely changing up and switching up, think of all the things you've already been doing. You said something like, you know, whether it was told to you, but you can think about what you've done to cause it, you know. And it's like, it's not necessarily like a sense of blame or even that kind of responsibility. You're always going to be responsible for yourself. But think about how much you have changed, and think about this opportunity. Because I think if this was, you know, like old Jay, you're like, oh, I'll just keep on keeping on. I'll just do what I need to do, which on some level you will, obviously. But there's now a higher understanding of who you are and what you're capable of doing. And so maybe this opportunity, which may seem in some cases forced, but an opportunity to switch things up, can open your eyes to other possibilities that probably are more in line with who you are now. So I know it's that unsettling feeling, and it just takes a little bit to process. So obviously your body has to catch up with probably what your soul is like, oh, okay, you know, soul like doing its thing. Your body's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. So understandable that yesterday was like a kind of a let's recharge day. Let's just take this all in for a moment. So that's always good. And you have plenty of tools, you know, with yoga, with everything that you have been doing for your inner self. You know, do that. That's why that's one of the reasons why, you know, you've gone through that whole process, that whole, you know, certification and things. So I know you know this. You're going to be fine. And this is coming from someone who has gone through that. Company I was working with got bought out, therefore we knew there was going to be some downsizing because there were a lot of duplicitous jobs, you know, like, oh, well, you know, we got this department and this with this company, we don't need two of them. And it was a very long heads up of, well, this process for this company acquisition is going to affect a lot of different people. And I was also given the option of, you know, well, what do you want to do? Because chances are you won't stay in this department unless you wanted to do X, Y, Z. And I'm like, no, none of it. I mean, and I knew with all the things happening in my inner life, like none of it sounds appealing to me. And yet it was scary because this was like my big corporate job. But I haven't really looked back. And so whatever choices you're going to make, Jay, they're going to be based in who you are now, and it will be honoring who you are now and how far you've come. So I just want you to take care. I know you're going to take care of yourself, but you know, don't dwell on it for too long in terms of, you know, what have I done wrong? Because that's how your, you know, the work situation is going to look at it. But there's also other levels of the game being played now that you're aware. And so continue to play your game. And I know you're going to be fine. Just in the interim, especially with things happening with your family, you know, take care of yourself. And breathe and do the things that you know to do to ground yourself so that you're honoring these changes as they happen. You know, overall, you know you're going to be fine. Just don't shortcut yourself on anything.
Yeah, don't overthink it. And download the show and replay it. So, again, not just for the words that you're hearing from Alisa and myself, but just energetically. I believe that when Alisa and I are talking or giving a reading or a combination thereof, that there is also energetic support that's live anytime that you listen to it. So to get further support and be in touch with us and hang in there. You're going to be fine. I agree with everything she said.
I'm grateful for the messages and the help over the years and daily, and just always love talking to you. So.
Thank you, darling. All right, well, don't be a stranger, Danger.
I won't.
We love you, Jay.
All right, love you, honey. All right.
Love you, too.
All right,
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, a lot of that's going on.
Yeah, I know.
Oof,
I know.
It's chronic. It's all over the place, and he's in Canada. It's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that uncertainty, that's a feeling we will get from time to time, and
yep.
And especially when it comes to what you think supports you.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, I know. I know you know.
Listen.
So it changes.
This coming Friday. I don't mean to cut you off, but you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going. This coming Friday is Good Friday, and the following Friday, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a week from Friday is Good Friday, and that's a year to the day that my husband got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so not this Friday, but the following Friday. But I'll never forget because I'm like, what's good about today? Boom, boom, shh. And and what's so crazy is that a week prior, he got a bonus and a raise.
Yeah, I remember that.
But then they let him go because a marketing company, part of their selling was, oh, we can eliminate that position and save you money. Mm. And they figured, oh, they could eliminate that position because it could be absorbed by this marketing firm and not pay insurance for a family of four.
Right. Right.
And he's still not been able to find gainful employment. So we know.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys call us,
mm-hmm.
we kind of know. Okay. We kind of know. But you are present and you step through your grace and your truth as things unfold, and that's it.
Yeah.
Positive, neutral.
Yeah.
That's it. Anybody else in the queue?
No one with their hands raised yet, so that's good.
Great.
For now, I guess that's fine. Hello to everyone listening, and hello to everyone in the chat room. Of course, now we'd have a hand raised as soon as I say that.
No, that's good. No, that's good because after 9:45, we're not taking calls. So let's take them now.
That's true. That's true. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right.
Doing it.
Oh, hold on. Doing it. I hear you.
Doing it.
Area code 703. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you guys?
Good, Andrea. Well. Have we spoken with you in the past?
I don't know. I think I might recognize your voice, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, because we're both not sure, what we do with callers that we haven't spoken to in a long time or first-time callers is that we ask for permission to connect to their energy. So we're asking you that.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. I think we actually have, because your voice is very specific. I think we talked to you
so
a
too.
Long time ago. Yeah, I think we have. So welcome back. And what's on your mind? What are you needing today?
Well, I'm just doing a checkup reading. I don't know if you ever did,
okay.
but that TV show that I was trying out for. I still manifest everything that's, you know, in my vision. What are you still picking up?
Well, remind us a little bit. Was it a behind-the-scenes position?
No, I'm actually tried out for America's Got Talent. So I don't know if we actually spoke before.
Oh, no, we haven't, because I wouldn't remember that.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Well then.
So what's your talent?
I actually sign music and sign language. I can't sing.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So you sign in ASL?
Yes, I do.
That's brilliant. And it's such such an art, and a lot of people are very dismissive of the deaf community, where they think that sign language, it's one size fits all, and there has to be a certain finesse. It's an art. So I would imagine that you do it brilliantly.
I do. I do and correctly.
Well, no, because that's very and before we get into what we pick up, if you haven't done this already, that's great that you are pursuing that mass market outlet like America's Got Talent. I think that's genius. Do you have like a YouTube channel or anything?
I do.
Good. I think
all
that's
right.
I think that's beautiful. What's your YouTube channel?
It's I think it's under my name, but the song that you could find me under is Bye 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 ASL.
Is
and
that
that's the song
Backstreet Boys?
That's the song
that's
I did
genius.
For my audition.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
then you can find the other ones in there.
Okay,
yeah.
So Bye 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 ASL?
ASL, correct.
And where are you
I live
based?
In Virginia.
You're in Virginia, okay. Okay, I think that's genius, Andrea. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we're going to have you pick a message. So how that works is that you are going to hear some upbeat salsa music, and we play that to raise the vibration.
Okay.
Just take a couple of seconds. All right.
Okay.
Like just a few seconds, take a breath, and when you hear the music, say the word pick, but please say it so don't sign it because I can't see you. Please say the word pick out loud. Say it so I can hear you, and then I'll tell you what message you picked for yourself, and we'll take it from there. All right?
Okay. Okay.
All right, darling. All right. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, ready when you are.
Pick.
Okay. No, just say, okay, you just have to say it once.
Oh, I was finding it and picking it.
That's okay, because I stopped when I heard, like, the test pick. That's fine. So the next time you call us, you just have to be quiet.
All right, do it once.
You just gotta be quiet, and then you say pick the one to take your message. Okay. All
right, sorry.
Okay, fine, we got you. It's first time.
See?
That's fine. So the messages have numbers associated with them. Usually they're three-digit numbers. On rare occasion, they're one- or two-digit numbers. This is a rare occasion because there's a double-digit number, which is 74.
Hmm.
Oh, this is
interesting. It comes to 11.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you the message now. Okay. Okay. And Elisa, who is a master numerologist will and intuitive and many other things. She's going to jump in after my part, okay? So we tagged him on the show, which is why our show is so fabulous. Okay, so the number associated with this message is 74, and I'm going to read the message twice, so just receive it. Don't try to think. Just receive it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, but listen. Holding your ground by owning your inner truth and conscious choices is reclaiming an evolved responsibility, no longer seeking to please ever. So it's not like you want to go in front of these people to please them or to seek approval. This is different. You're not seeking to please, but you're seeking to present your gifts. That's what this message is about. So I think it's so perfect. I'm going to read it again. I just want you to receive it.
Okay.
Okay. Holding your ground by owning your inner truth and conscious choices is reclaiming an evolved responsibility, no longer seeking to please ever. And my guess, based on this message, excuse me, what I'm picking up energetically from you, Andrea, is that there was a time, not now, you walked through that door of awakening where, but there was a time that you were like a people pleaser. And
I still am.
And that, well, we're changing that because you pulled this message.
Okay.
But when you name something, you cut it in half. Okay? So you just named that,
yeah,
that you're a people pleaser. So you just cut that frequency or that effect in half by being woman enough to cop to that, to own that. So when you're in this process with America's Got Talent or any other adventure that you go on, remember calling the show and hearing the words that you are no longer seeking to please, but you are presenting, when you say this, I present my gifts to the altar, whether you resonate with God, Source, Spirit. Let's say I'm presenting my gifts on the altar of Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See how that raises Thanks. Your vibration, and then there's no room for you to be a people pleaser. There's no
right.
room for that nonsense, right?
Right, right.
All right. Yeah, so I feel that if you work on that part of yourself, that and you are already working on it by calling the show and by owning that you're a people pleaser, you just reduce that charge and its dominance. Now, you can be dominant of it so that
okay.
that energy in you can serve you instead of you serving it. Because you can take the benefit of leading by being a people pleaser, take that benefit of, I want to do a great job. I want to be a master at my craft and let the work speak for itself. And how ironic
right.
that it's ASL. I think it's
right.
brilliant because that is language. That's
right.
brilliant.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to turn this over to Lisa, and she's going to
okay.
give you her contribution.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like how you already know it's an 11. But
my numerology number is a 187. That's why I know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, look at it this way, though, because so you already know that with it being an 11, it's like a master number, an 11, too, and there's a difference there with it just if it had just equal to just a 2, that would be more on that people-pleasing side. You know, so there's obviously, we know we can do that. There's a desire to be of service and to help others in some way. But this 11 says, you know, you can access a higher vibration. You can access the two ones that are no longer unstable because it's just, you know, two of them and not just one. So this is saying be more balanced but also strong so you can stand in your own power. And you can be the gentle, you know, leader of sorts, but also an inspirational leader, because that one can work wonders. But it, like I said, you know, it could be a little off kilter, a little unstable, a little selfish perhaps. But because there's another one there to balance it out, it has a different vibe to it. And so even though it may seek to help out others, it does it in a sense leading by example. So the other shade for this is that it's made up of a 7 and a 4. You know, could have been a 6 and a 5, could have been a lot in 10 and a 1, whatever, but this
mm-hmm.
is a 7-4. So this 7 says this is coming from within. This is from the inner work that you do, this connection to something bigger, whether it's the universe, you know, God. There's an inner understanding and an awareness. And it's very selective. 7 is a selective number. It doesn't just go, hey, everybody, come here. It's like, okay,
no,
I wouldn't mind
number.
That. Yes. So use that inner wisdom and that selectivity to, it's why you're doing what you're doing for, like, America's Got Talent. It's why it's so different. But it's also, not everyone can just go out there and do it right.
Right.
So use that inner wisdom from almost like in a way by you doing this, you're sort of sharing your story for people who are adept at this, sharing your story of why you do what you do. You know, out of all the things that are available in this world, why does this speak to you? That's that 7. And then the 4 aspect of this overall 11 has to do with, this is something I mentioned earlier with our previous caller, it has to do with honoring this process. This isn't about taking the shortcut. This is about setting a certain goal and reaching it, and then, you know, kind of taking it step by step so that everything's pretty thorough. It's well thought out. It makes sense of any chaos and puts it in an order that is productive. And it's interesting because seven is an odd number, four is an even number, but they actually work very well together, because a seven won't deal with stupid things or stupid people, and a four is like, well, hey, I've got my stuff together this far. You know, I've made sense of all this. So let's work it out. So it's interesting how they kind of elevate each other, kind of bring out the best in each number. And then you get this 11, very powerful number. So your initial question was, you know, basically, how's it going to go? And it's interesting because I think you are doing what you do. You have come up with, you know, you've got your YouTube channel, so you have no problems there, like at least sharing it in that way. And I feel like with that seven, you've really thought out, you know, picked out the best of what you can do, and you're going to present it in an impeccable way. So the question is, you know, when you ask a question like this, how you know, I wonder how it's going to go. You need to be able to think of what would feel successful to you. Is it to move on to the next level? That may be one level, one aspect of it. Or is it also what other opportunities come because you put yourself out there on a bigger platform?
Right.
So it's funny because I see 11-11 every day, and then I'll turn around and be 9-11, 8-11, 7-11, and my numbers are said 187. My license plates, I'll turn around and look at the license plate, be 187-4, 1487, some sort of combination. Mm-hmm. I can't, like, daily.
Andrea,
mm-hmm.
While Alisa was speaking, I was kind of connecting, as I do. And one thing that I suggest as you are practicing this particular song, or just as an exercise to reinforce the you that is not leading as a people pleaser, but using that frequency to your advantage as someone who's a master of their craft. So with those lyrics, oh yes, it's a great pop song from back, I think from the 90s, Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. And you know, it's Bye Bye Baby. So when you, with all the lyrics, when you're, I want you to think about what it means. It's me saying goodbye to your smaller self. It's you literally saying goodbye to the people pleaser. Does that make sense?
Well, it's actually Bye Bye Bye. But the song I'm going to do is Wings by Little Mix. Have you ever heard of that song?
Okay, let's back it up though. It's Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah,
bye,
that song
baby,
actually.
I just want you to listen to me. Okay, so the lyric is bye, bye, bye.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So what I'm suggesting, you do whatever you want. What I'm suggesting is that as you are, just as a meditation, doesn't matter what it's for, that when you are working with the song Bye, 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 think of saying bye, bye, bye to your smaller people-pleasing self.
Oh,
that's all.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Just slow down a little bit. Slow down a little bit. Because your mind and your soul are kind of going in two different directions. Slow down. And, I'm looking forward to checking out your YouTube channel. And
yeah, check it out.
Yeah, so glad you found us. I hope this was helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, wonderful. Good luck. Take care. And call us back.
Well, thank you.
You give us an update if you want to.
Okay, I will, absolutely.
All right, darling. Good luck.
Okay.
Bye-bye-bye.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That's so
cool. Really
cool.
I think Raven may have found, I haven't clicked on it yet, but Raven may have found her channel. She put a link in the chat room.
Oh, great.
So,
you'll send it to me later.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks,
definitely,
Raven.
Definitely cheering. Cheering everybody on, cheering you on, so that Yeah, I think that'll be really interesting to
bye,
see.
Bye, bye.
And I don't know the song.
It was a big hit.
I know that song. I know that song. That's the song that's on her YouTube channel, but I don't know the song that she's going to, she's planning to perform
right
for her audition.
Right, right, right.
But I like the connection, because I think she is very thoughtful. Anytime you do these things in song and music, they have that's a powerful connection. But
right.
To be able to pick and choose out of all the different songs, what makes the most impact, what makes the most sense?
Right.
I think that'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
To see how that plays out.
Yeah. So yeah, I think if Andrea catches her breath and slows down her mind, she's going to do great.
I would say also,
mm-hmm.
in that sense of kind of slowing down,
mm-hmm.
it's true, because I think our minds can go in one direction, and like our soul is on a completely different
right.
level here.
Right.
So a lot of times, we're trying to, like, our body tries to catch up with our soul.
Line it up. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get, sometimes you're out of sync a little bit. And
right.
that's okay.
That's fine. That's everybody. We're all out of sync.
That's the humanity of being in this form.
Of course.
But what's interesting is that this number, this 11/2, let's call it, because you work from both vibrations, higher and lower.
Right.
Ultimately, it's about being receptive, which does go hand in hand to some degree, if you go take it to the extreme of being a people pleaser. But
right.
being receptive.
Right.
Goes to another level of,
right.
so being present, being receptive,
right.
Taking in what comes to
receiving.
You.
Exactly.
Yeah, receiving.
Slowing down
right.
to receive. Yes, you're
right.
Mm-hmm. You're doing good for having, 3 hours sleep.
I try.
You're doing good, girl. Okay, she's on that New York high. Woo!
I am on the New York high. I'm also, functioning off of some leftover chicken strips, chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Good.
I did get a little bit of that.
Chick-fil-A!
And then Chick-fil-A, and then some coconut water.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't had it.
It's funny. It's
fun. Yeah, that's cute. So I don't have time for that. I don't have time to wait in line. But yeah, one day at off time, I will stop by and see what all the hoopla is about. Chick-fil-A! Anyway, so if we have any callers, this is the time to call in. Otherwise, we can't take any calls. Anybody else in the queue?
So far, no other hands raised. So,
okay, that's it.
We got stuff to do.
We got stuff to do.
In New York for a few more hours.
That's it. Yeah, so we'll wrap up the show within the next 10 minutes. So you know me. I am the time management queen. Girl, my oldest son, who had to come into the city for one day, had a party to go to. So his wonderful father picked him up in the middle of the night at the dorm, picked him up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And and because I'm seeing you and I have things to do, of course I had about 4 loads of laundry waiting for me, which I put in at 7:40 this morning, and I made some cinnamon rolls.
What?
Yeah, girl.
Super mom.
Yeah, and then the clothes they're barking at me so I can fold them when I get off of the show before I meet you. Yes. Who let the clothes out? Who took the clothes out? Who took the clothes out? Anyway, bye. Girl, so I feel you. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, okay. I'm just off.
So
both a little crispy, 2-piece and a biscuit. Go ahead.
A little crispy. Yeah, it was so fun. It's
so
been
much
such
fun.
Such a fun time. All the traveling and seeing as many people as I've seen in the last.
Yeah.
Since Thursday.
and you actually told me last night that you passed through 9 states.
Yeah, so we started in Georgia.
Georgia.
South Carolina, North
South
Carolina,
Carolina,
Virginia,
3, 4,
Delaware.
5.
Oh, Maryland, I forgot about that.
6.
Jersey.
New Jersey,
and 7. Then down to New York.
Eight states
yeah.
in a long weekend.
Yeah, not bad. Eight states.
That's wonderful. And what's great is that you don't have to drive back. You could just take a 2.5 hour. It's such a easy plane ride.
Yeah.
Going back and forth, New York and Atlanta. We act like we're on like the other side of the country. We're really a lot closer. it just feels further because you have to deal with an airplane, but it really is quite close when you think about it. And yeah, wonderful to just have that rare quality of time with you. So enjoying that very much because we just don't know when the next time will come. We never know. So it always ends up being this wonderful surprise where I'm able to come out to see you or you're able to come out here, which is which is great.
And we always get to do something fun. I mean, in this case, my friend who I drove up with, her sister found this play.
Oh, my God.
See, this Broadway show. And I really didn't read up on it. I just showed up, and I'm still laughing. Like, I still just...
Yes.
What a good time.
Yeah, what a great
good time.
Yeah, I didn't know too much about it, except that it was funny and that it was an import from London. And I think it's called The Play That Goes Wrong.
Yeah.
And it was like Monty Python meets, I don't know, Fawlty Towers meets, it was just...
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean. There's a play called Cloud Nine and another play called Noises Off that just anything that could go wrong would go wrong within a theatrical setting, but taking place in modern day, which I think is like the twist on this one, that they contemporized that sort of farce. So it was so therapeutic to literally be laughing for 2 hours straight. Just from the second it started to the, even when we were waiting online, it started because there were like stuff, there were like things happening outside in the street that was sort of, you know, drawing us into the vibe of the show. And that was such a high point. That was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really great. So, yeah, just to laugh. And who doesn't need to laugh, you know?
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was great. What a highlight. Yeah. But, you know, it always is. Like, when I come to see you, it's like one big highlight. Or when you come to New York, it's one big highlight. And that's the best. Where it's just joyful and present and so much fun. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm always amazed at how much I pack in when I'm hanging out here and then with you. I mean, even the last time I got to see Sona, who I'm staying with, in New York, even that last time, I think by the time I got to her and I had an early morning flight, it was almost like, well, we may as well just stay up all night. So we did.
I remember that.
We went and saw a movie. And
yep. That was after you left me, and then you went to her. Right.
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 Right. And so I think we may have taken a little nap, but then, you know, she had a car, you know, take me to the airport. And I'm like, okay. You know, so it was almost like trying to stay awake for 24 hours, but couldn't quite do it. I know. So it doesn't surprise me. And I'm like, yeah, we're up till 4 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, sure.
I'm not surprised. I knew it, too. When I went to bed last night, I'm like, I know she's, they're up chatting and catching up.
And didn't even think about looking at the clock. And
why?
And then she's like, you know, I'm looking at it like, oh, guess maybe I should get some shut-eye, but... it's always good. It's just so good to be able to catch up with my good friends. And we hadn't really had a chance to catch up over the last, you know, year or so. It's been so crazy. And now we understand why, with all the stuff happening in our lives individually.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, we're going to try to plan a trip to just hang out and do something together sometime this year. So
that's wonderful.
Hopefully.
Well, that's a nice thing that came out of your midnight conversations. That's great. Take a trip together. That's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, I think, because I already know I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
For a wedding.
Well, you know, I might be going to Puerto Rico too. I'm just saying. I might be, I think Anna and I might be going there too. Ding, ding, dong.
You guys
ding,
are,
ding, dong,
you guys
ding,
are always
ding,
welcome.
Huh?
You guys are always welcome to come join me.
I'm just saying, we might actually be doing it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I think for Sona, looking at going up to Canada, like Montreal.
Oh, Montreal, great. Oh, I love that city.
So you've been. I've never been.
Oh,
never
I've been a couple times.
Never been
Oh, you'll love that. It's like if you can't get to Europe, go to Montreal.
Well, that's, and I don't think she says she's never been to Europe.
Oh,
Montreal
or Quebec, but Montreal is, I've never been to Quebec. And the thing is, I think Montreal is more tourist friendly with the whole French thing. Well, Quebec is like, you do that, you are not Céline Dion. You don't speak the French. And I think they're like, no, we're not going to even have that. We're not going to even have the menus in translated in English. Like they're like, I hear like Quebec is like, we do not like you, but Montreal is chill and very European. And you have the old city and the new city, which you'll like. Yeah. I've been maybe 3 or 4 times. I haven't been in a while, but yeah. It's like an hour from the Vermont border. And I have a sister who lives in Vermont. Who's been living there for a long. I mean, I'm not really close to her, especially like as we get older. I'm like, who are you? But back in the day, we used to visit her and then go to Montreal because it was like an hour. It was so easy, so close. So I highly recommend that you guys go and do that. You're going to love it.
Mm.
A good choice.
Cool.
And it's in the States.
Cool.
I mean, it's not in the States, but it's close enough to the States.
Yeah. So she had mentioned either Toronto, doing maybe Toronto or Montreal, or she said maybe we could do both. I don't know.
I don't know how close they are. Toronto is another city I would love to go to. And people that I know that are from there or people that I know that have worked there, it really sounds like an amazing city. It's one that I would love, love, love to visit as well. But I think as one to go with her as a kind of starter, whatever, definitely do. If you had to choose between one or the other, do Montreal just because of that whole European influence.
Yeah. And that's good to know because I haven't been to either of those places. I've probably seen more of Toronto because they do so much filming there.
It's like you're not New York. I don't think so, but Montreal is just a gem. You guys will love it.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Nice. Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
We're just looking. Of course, late night discussion. But since my parents haven't really looked at things to do yet, as my mom is recuperating from her shoulder replacement surgery.
Right.
And I already know, my dad's not going to book anything until he knows that she's...
Right, so take
she's
advantage,
able to travel
right?
and
do
these
little trips.
So I'm like,
Then
I'm like, well, let me see what I can do. I already know in October, that's my plan. And,
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. So doing a little something sooner would be nice.
Right.
And I think it just, anytime I get to travel... It's fun, and I love being able to reconnect with friends. So, like, this little trip is what I needed, and then to look at bigger trips even better. What's funny is that all I'm thinking about when people think, well, what are you doing? And, where do you want to go, or where are you going? Because I always assume I'm going to go on a cruise, which is usually, not too far off.
Right.
The catch is that, since my parents haven't planned anything, I know Iceland is sort of on that.
It's on the radar, yeah.
On the radar, but I just don't know one if you are older, you probably don't want to go someplace really cold.
Right.
And we went there in the summertime.
Right.
And it was cold.
Right.
But not crazy. Not like
literally
Arctic. Not like winter.
Right.
Not like winter cold.
Right.
But
no, this is good.
The other big
trip
that is on the radar that I sort of semi agreed to do, but I don't know, is to go back to the Philippines in January.
Girl. I did not know.
I know. Well, they keep changing. They were changing the dates. Mm. Usually it's in December, and all of a sudden, in our little family Facebook,
right?
Like, it's extended family. And they're like, oh, right. We're proposing to move the reunion or move the reunion date up to January. So I'm like, so you moved it from December to January. It's a whole year, almost the whole year.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I'm like, we'll see.
Maybe.
It's technically cheaper because
full circle
it's after
moment.
The holidays.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so I kind of feel like maybe
you need to go.
I kind of do want to go. I don't know how often my parents are going to keep going
back.
Well,
that's the whole thing. You got to go. It's like full
right.
circle. And
right.
also from the last time, and we're going to wrap up the show in a second, but from the last time that you were there, you have just energetically evolved. It's just a different lens. It's a different filter. So, it's something definitely to consider. So we're going to look at me. I'm the master of time. We're going to sign off now. And then... I'll give you a quick call when we get off the phone, to get off the show, and then we'll take it from there. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy on Facebook and support the Some of You show. we're here to serve you three times a week. And we are scheduled. See, I told you, I remember that. And we're scheduled because we're it, Universal Energy Radio. We are it for now and happily occupying that space. And we are scheduled to be back on the air if Elisa catches up on her rest this coming Tuesday. She'll be asleep. Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks, as always, for a wonderful show and conversation. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Love you.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.